Welcome to the Blog
Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank each and every one of you, first of all. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and each and every one of you for tuning in to the blogtalkradio.com/FridaLoveShow on tonight. We're going to always put God first, and we're going to talk about education in relation to radiant initiatives and different programs that this ministry is going to incorporate. Now, I have to have a peppermint in my mouth because of my allergies, and so bear with me. But we're going to go ahead and begin the particular program, the particular ministry. I'm going to, first of all, read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Then we're going to pray, and then I'm going to speak with you about some things that's going on with the ministry and as far as the gospel and the educational component and the health component, okay? All right, and thank y'all so much for tuning in and continue to share this particular ministry. This is a ministry. We just added health and education and things of that nature to it. All right, Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9 reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the speakers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask that you continue to bless us to be a beacon unto this world. And we ask that you bless us to continue to be a light. And then, Lord, we ask that you bless something to be said or done on this ministry to edify and magnify who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything that you've done for us, the things you're going to do and the things you have done. And we ask that we continue to become empowered, will we continue to bless your name and continue to focus on you. We thank you for each and every person who's listening, those who will listen, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the increase. We thank you for just everything that you've done in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen to each and every one of you. I'm really on here to speak with you and encourage you and let you know how good God is. Amen. And I want you to know that we have many different things that you can become involved with. Matter of fact, I'm making a flyer on tonight for an initiative that's coming up in September, God's will. But I want to, for those of you who are new, because I have some individuals from Russia and all over the United States, but for those of you who are new, I want to kind of introduce you, or I want to introduce you to the Afrida Love Show, and I want to acclimate you, I want to introduce you to and familiarize you with the mission, the vision, and the goal. So I want to begin by first of all saying that this ministry is based on the concept of love. Yes, love is my last name, but when we talk about love, we talk about unity. And so my mission is to connect with business leaders, individuals all over the United States of America, and to come together. And the relevance that we have together as I interview you is that we're all giving. We all have a gift to give to this world. And so I want your light to shine on my ministry. That's number one. Number two, my areas are education, literacy, health, wellness, and also success, encouragement. Those are the elements that encompass this particular ministry, and that's where you'll see where we're going, platforms where I will speak to organizations, or I will be on this ministry speaking, or I will put on puppet shows for the kids, which we're going to start that up I said in August. And we're going to put on puppet shows and things of that nature for the children. And so it's very important that we continue to become the light of the world. In addition to that, as far as our mission, the mission is the mission of love. Once again, that's very easy to remember. And love is patient and love is kind. And when we talk about and speak about love, we're speaking about the love of the people, which means that when you come on this ministry, the purpose of you sharing your gift is to educate and to allow individuals to know what God has blessed you to do and how you can offer this gift to the people. As far as the goal is to empower people to become better and to begin to share ideas, whether it's in education, whether it's in health, whether it's in literacy, whether it's in entertainment, to share ideas. And so I'm here. You have a platform to speak on. And if you need a speaker, if you need musicians, if you need anything that's dealing with reading, anything that's dealing with education, then be sure to call me and I will give you my information at the conclusion of this show. But in the meantime, I want to go ahead and explain to you some of the different projects that we have that's coming up. The first project that I would like to introduce you to is I am going to have casting calls. I have a vision of what I'm going to do with these puppets. And part of the vision is to form puppet shows every Saturday. 30 minutes maybe at the most, and we're going to focus on different aspects that children go through, and we're going to air it. I'm going to start with, of course, live streaming, okay? That's number one. So that's the puppets. The puppets, and you can also check out my YouTube video. It's without words as well, but there are going to be some with words. But you can check out the YouTube video at Al Free to Love, and you will see the puppets, and I will also, you know, post it on my Facebook page. Number two relates to the interviews that we have on the particular ministry. If you're an actor, actress, educator, if you just have a positive message and you're doing something positive or you have a program or show that's coming up, this particular ministry is a national ministry. As you can see, we have people all over, from all over the world, okay? And so if you want to really get your message out, then come on this ministry. I can conduct a phone interview with you. As I said before, I am conducting interviews. My schedule has been a little different, so I had to reschedule a couple of individuals, but I should be back on schedule as of now. So please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. That's emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you want to be on this particular ministry, and what happens is I will interview you about your particular gift, whether it's a book, whether you're a speaker, a writer, whatever you are, okay? That's positive. In addition to that, I'm going to be working on a couple of papers in order to get published in a magazine. So I'm looking for writers. As you can see, if you go to my page for entertainment, you will find the different topic. And our goal is to create articles that are research sound and conduct your own research, but if you have to piggyback off of someone else's research, be sure to give that person credit. That's all we ask. In addition to that, and my email, of course, is emonya_love@yahoo.com if you need more information. Okay, great. All right. If you need speakers, speakers for education, puppet shows, if you need, you know, ideas, if you want to join in for a new project or curriculum, emonya_love@yahoo.com. In addition to that, we have a couple of community service events coming up. We have one in August. Excuse me, September. We probably do have one in August, but not yet. It's not created yet. One in September, and I'm going to give you more details. It's a community service project. And as I said before, for those of you who are the love listeners who've been with me ever since day one, you know that I'm always a civic person, and I've always been involved in the community and beautifying the community and all that good stuff, and just being accessible and available to help in any way possible. So my organization, Afrida Love, of course, the ministry, I've made up in my mind we're going to adopt this particular place, and we're going to see what we can do in order to embellish and to make this place a greater place than it is. And so I will give you more information on that a little bit later. In addition to that, of course, we're going to get back on schedule. You know, Sunday was always the ministry. Monday on this particular ministry was always the needs, wants, and all of those great things. Tuesday was always the book study. Be sure to get a spiritual guide on the go. We're going to have a book study, and we're going to really look at those particular areas. Wednesday was always prayer. Thursday was always gospel music. Fridays, that was when we would catch up on all of the shows that happened that week. And then Saturday, we'd have an interview. And we're going to have puppet shows as well, as I said before. I'm going to do some casting calls. I've been thinking, and I've been thinking about some things, and we're going to have some casting calls and all that great stuff. So, in addition to that, let's see what else. In addition to that, look out for the casting calls. We're going to have a couple of workshops dealing with reading. I want to tell you the book for this week. I'm going to select a book. I work with a couple of individuals in the Central Texas area, and we study books because I believe in reading. I'm creating a reading initiative, and the book of the week is entitled The Cat in the Hat Comes Back by Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss has always been a great book. Dr. Seuss, I mean, these books have been around since I was a kid. Okay, so this is a great book, and one of the things that I want to point out to you as you begin to take your child to the library or your nieces and nephews or whomever to the library is that make sure, there are some make sures, okay? The first thing is to make sure that the book is on that child's level. It's very important because the student can easily reach the frustration level if the book is not on their level, and then they would not like reading at all, okay? So make sure that the book is on their level, and what I will do is on my Facebook page, I will write some ways in which you can ensure that the book is on that child's level. And, of course, you can analyze their work as well, their work from school. But one of the things that is very important when reading to a child is it's great to come to the library and allow students or youth to select the type of books that they like. But it's also very important that while they read that you're there. You can have a read aloud. A read aloud is considered where you read and the student reads as well. And this way there will be some engagement. You want to make sure that you highlight the pictures. Allow the student to take a visual or picture walk, okay, throughout the book and kind of infer or kind of guess what's going to happen according to the expressions, according to the objects that are in the book. Allow the students to identify the objects. You want to look at keywords within this book, you know, keywords that the students should know on their level. For instance, on page 3, it says, this was no time for play. This was no time for fun. This was no time for games. There was work to be done. Now, at that particular speed, we would read at that speed maybe at the fifth grade level. First grade level is very important that we work on our voice and we slow the pace down so that the students can process the information. This was no time for play. This was no time for fun. This was no time for games. This was work to be done. So the key words in this particular sentence structure is play, fun, games, and done. And so before the student begins to read, we want to make sure that we highlight those key words, play, fun, games, and done. That way the student will be able to connect, make that connection. One of the ways in which I like to engage students is things such as puppets, because students love puppets, and put on puppet shows, and that's what I'm going to do. That's part of my ministry, puppet shows. And, of course, some of the puppet shows will have comedy. Some of the puppet shows will be for kids. Some of the puppet shows will be encouragement. I finally figured out the place that I want to put on these puppet shows and record it and then play it live stream. But I'm going to have to do a casting call and all that good stuff. In addition to that, it's very important that students read. It's very important that students read. Now, I wanted to make mention, and I know this is a lot of information, but I'm catching up because I'm about a few weeks out. But at the Pizza Hut, I know in Waco, okay, your child can go into Pizza Hut and ask for a book and receive a book to read. It is very important that you allow your child to at least read once a week, every day, even when school starts, at least. It's very important that you go over vocabulary, words, very important. Because they have to know those words when you're driving. You know, you see, depending on how old the child is, you see a stop sign. What does that say? Stop. What are you supposed to do? And so every opportunity that you have, you teach the child a vocabulary word. Every opportunity. When you go out to eat, okay, name everything that's on your plate. Spell everything that's on your plate, right? Things like that really enhances vocabulary and also social skills. All right, so you understand that, great. All right, so as I said before, continue to check the Facebook page for events and things of that nature. Had the opportunity to go to, or to attend, excuse me, attend a few conferences this weekend. And so I've made a lot of connections and I've given some conferences as well. And so it's very important that we continue to grow, ladies and gentlemen. Because it's essential to have information that will help you grow as a person. Okay? And it's just good to meet people, too. That's good. But with that being said, just continue to share this particular page. I want to appreciate, as I said before, each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. I so much appreciate it. I have 8,000 and something faithful listeners. I want to thank the United States, Australia, Canada, Norway, the Russian Federation. I want to thank each and every one of you for taking out the time listening. Now be sure to continue to share this ministry. Now on tonight, I'm talking to you just informally because I want you to know what the show's about, and I also want you to know how to connect with me because we're starting a new season, and I've had many different, I have new individuals who are on the line, okay? So keep those things in mind. Remember that our big day is in August when we have the puppet show. Excuse me. And also in September, God's will, when we give back to the community, we do our reasonable portion of service. And, of course, I'm going to write some things as far as education is concerned. And I want you to continue to take your children to the libraries. I'm still working on this bookmobile because I think it's very convenient. If there is a bookmobile in communities on Saturdays, every Saturday, that is the dream, that is the goal. Now, how we're going to get there, we're going to have to find that out. Amen. It's going to take a lot of hard work and determination, but I'm willing to do it. All right. In addition to that, just continue to trust in God. I wanted to encourage you. I wanted to speak life to you and tell you that we serve a true and living God. We serve a God that is bigger than we are. We serve a God that's, oh, so powerful. And it's very important that we learn to trust in God with all of our heart. Lean not into his own understanding. Acknowledge him in all our ways. He shall lead and direct our paths. Now, I want to tell you this. Whatever God has called you to do, and I've said this before, you can probably replay most of my ministry, most of my shows, and you'll hear the same thing. Whatever God has called you to do, you do it. Right? We're accountable to God. We have to go to God. Right? We're accountable to God. And as long as you work with God, as long as you work for God and be about the business of God, you're going to be okay. God is going to take care of you. But as soon as you decide that you want to quit, you want to stop, you know, you want to tell God, I don't want to do this anymore, then that's when the famine comes. But I want to speak life to you and give you what the Lord has given to me. This is unscripted. I'm just talking to you. This is very informal. I'm just giving you what the Lord has given unto me. I want you to know that there is prosperity available. God speaks about prosperity, and many times I want you to put the dollar sign. I'm writing as the Lord is speaking, but I want you to put the dollar sign. But it's more than the dollar sign when God talks about prosperity. When God speaks about prosperity, he says that you have what you need and your abundance increases. You have what you need and your abundance increases. You have what you need and your abundance increases. We talk about the things that we need. God says you're going to have what you need. He says, but you're going to have it more abundantly. It's going to increase. So therefore, because it's an increase, God says that you should be able to serve more people. And he goes and talks about when Jesus fed the 5,000. He says he took that little that he had that they had, and he blessed it, and he was able to feed the 5,000. And that's what the Lord does. He says you have to be faithful over the few things that you have, over the little things that you have, and then you will begin to see the abundance or the increase. That's how you reach prosperity. Prosperity is not just collecting an abundance of funds. Or prosperity is being able to take care of what the Lord has blessed you with. God speaks about the harvest. He talks about the harvest when he speaks about prosperity. He says the harvest. He says there are many things that's out there that we could be doing. He says, but we don't want to labor. There's many things that's out there, but we refuse to labor. Therefore, we cannot reach prosperity. So when harvest times comes, some of us miss the mark. Did you hear what I said? Because there's so much out there, and we want the reward, but we refuse to labor. And therefore, we miss the mark. And God says, we miss prosperity. So somebody asked, well, how do I reach prosperity? Prosperity in God. When we talk about prosperity in God, we're talking about working for God, doing God's will, doing the right thing, doing what's right. God says we're not perfect people, and don't ever let anyone hold you hostage or bondage or bind you up thinking that because we're imperfect that you have to stay in an imperfect state. Did you hear what I said? He says we're imperfect. He says, but you don't have to stay in an imperfect state. We're imperfect, but you don't have to remain in the imperfect state. God says he has released you. He says he has released his power upon you. Therefore, you will see prosperity and you will see abundance because you're able to move on and keep moving and serve God. Oh, wow. He says we're imperfect, but you don't have to stay in that state. See, I'm going to tell you this because a lot of people are listening. And some of y'all, I mean, you have it all. but your mind is still confined to your mishaps. Your mind is still confined to your imperfection because you're listening to noise. God says your imperfections, you don't have to remain in your imperfections. He says that's a state, right? He says you can move out of your imperfections into abundance. It depends on you and how much you believe in God and how much you want to really move towards the prosperity of God, because God says, I have plans for you to prosper. But you want to stay in this imperfect state, some of us, that imperfect state, and you don't want to step out of the box, right, into prosperity. And God, notice that God says that when you step out, you're stepping out into prosperity. He didn't say perfection. He says because you're still alive. So prosperity. God says once you step out of that imperfect state, you can't do anything but to move forward into prosperity. So, in other words, stop allowing people to keep you in an imperfect state because they're not God. You have to move out of that imperfect state into prosperity. That's number one. And this is unscripted. I'm just going by the unction of God. So prosperity is number one. Number two, we talk about the abundance. We talk about prosperity. Let's talk about you, right? What are you doing? We talk about that. What are we doing genuinely, right, to serve God? I was thinking about service. I was thinking about when I was younger. I used to, every Saturday, go out into communities all over Waco, all over Dallas, and we would hold a Bible session for the youth in that particular area, in that complex. And so God is asking, what are you doing in order to receive prosperity? God says, now that you know what prosperity is and it's abundance and it's harvest and it's getting out of your imperfect state and walking into prosperity, what are you doing to get there? Now God says there is a plus and a minus. The plus comes, let's talk about the good things first. The plus comes from service. The plus comes from how we treat others. The plus comes from getting over our idiosyncrasies. The plus comes from our imperfections. The plus comes from us being able to continue to move and listen to the voice of God. The minus, God says, he says, when you see a famine or a dry land, he says that comes when we refuse to get out of our imperfect state, when we refuse to put down our own thoughts and continue to think in our own ways and go in our own ways. It's those moments when we dig ditches hoping somebody else falls and we fall deeper. It's those moments that causes us to miss prosperity because God says, I have plans for you. He says, but we still want to be in that imperfect state. We still want to listen and stay. We don't want to draw that circle around imperfect. He said, we don't want to get out of that circle for some reason. We keep going back. Or God said, what happens, amen, what happens is we step out of the imperfect circle, right? And we listen to noise. Some people listen to noise. And they stay in that imperfect circle because they say, oh, Lord, they worry about noise and people and all that stuff. And you're not thinking about God, right? God is not like us at all. He's really not. And that's a blessing. He said, get out that imperfect state. Stop worrying about stuff. And step into prosperity. How do you get there? Through service. You have to keep living, right? You have to keep living. So we talk about prosperity. We talk about you, which is ourselves, right? Then we talk about, of course, the combination of prayer and faith. Somebody said, well, why wasn't prayer and faith first? Well, because we have to know what we're working towards in order to pray specifically. We're going to pray anyway. Amen. We're going to pray anyway. But we have to work on us, and we have to make sure our hearts are right. That's why God says that plus and that minus, that plus charge and that minus charge. I think about protons and neutrons. Amen. Praise God. That's science. Prayer and faith, right, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So when we understand the will of God and we get out of that imperfect circle, right, and begin to walk in prosperity and work on ourselves, and we begin to pray and have faith, God says something happens. Just put something. Something happens in your life. Surprise. Something happens in your life when you're able to do that. But you have to step out of that circle of imperfection. You can't allow people to keep you in that circle. That's what God is saying. That further, that's going to be our thing. You cannot allow people to keep you in a box. Imperfect. Because we're, if that's the case, everybody should be in that imperfect box. Everybody. Every single person should be in that box. Because we've all fallen short of the glory of God. Don't matter who you are, what you, it doesn't matter. Past, present, future, you've been in this box before. Imperfect. And what happens, right, in that imperfect circle is on the outside of that circle, there is a whole bunch of noise. Noise, 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 noise. And you in the middle of that circle. Think about it, all right, when you was little and you played duck, duck, goose, right? Somebody was on the outside touching your head, and finally they pick you, bam, and you start running, and then you took their place. God says, we reap what we sow, right? But when we look at this imperfect circle and you have all this noise around you, right? It's just noise. That's all it is. You're afraid to come out because you see all this noise. Well, guess what? This noise, God says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Well, this is not praise, but guess what? All this noise, everybody, that's everybody. Everybody's going to have to stand before God. These people aren't God, right? God is where? In your heart. And so you're going to have to, if you really have God in your heart, you're going to be able to step out of that circle of imperfection, beyond the noise, and move into prosperity. And you're going to have to figure that out. That is a soul salvation. That is a personal, individual move between you and God. It's between you and God. There is nobody that can pull you out of the circle. There is nobody that can, talk you out of it. You're going to have to want to do it, right? So draw that circle. Imperfect. Everybody's been there before, trust me, okay? Yeah, noise all around you, right? We're playing that game. Noise all around you, just noise. See, that's all it is. Don't worry about it. It's nothing but noise. And it's noise all around you. You don't want to step out and move past it. You want to continue to remain in this circle. For some reason, I don't know why. I don't know if it's fear. I don't know if it's low self-esteem. I don't know what it is. But you don't want to move out of this circle of imperfection beyond the noise. And you don't want to move into the prosperity of God. God is a forgiving God. God knows that we are imperfect. He says if you are expecting to be perfect, he says you're going to have to die to experience it. Right? And right now, everything that has breath, we ought to praise the Lord. So in this imperfect circle, you're going to have to be able to get out of the circle and walk in prosperity and leave the noise around the circle, because guess what? Somebody else is going to be in the circle as well. Because we're human. So if you really want to experience the prosperity of God, you're going to have to really take a good look at yourself. Not your neighbor, but yourself. That's where it starts. With self. Right? Then prayer and faith. That's what's going to have to happen. Right? Right. Okay. So, in order to receive the prosperity and abundance of God, we have to do a self-examination, prayer, and we have to have faith. That's how we reach prosperity. And you have to move out of that circle of imperfection. And you have to begin to walk in the will of God and move beyond the noise. There's going to always be noise. Always. Always. And you're going to have to be able, right? That's why God says put on the full armor. You're going to have to be able to move beyond the noise in order to get to prosperity. A lot of people don't experience prosperity because they can't get past their imperfection. They're too hard on themselves. Woe is me. It's not the end of the world. Matter of fact, the world is just beginning. It's a new beginning for you. And you have to answer to God. We have to answer to God. So therefore, move out of the imperfect circle and move beyond the noise and reach prosperity. That's my message to you all tonight. Amen. Amen. Now, I do want to say, as I said before, be sure to share this ministry with other individuals. Be sure to do that. It's very important. Okay? And once again, I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfricaLoveShow.com. Be sure to share the information, as I said before, here in Texas. September is our month where we're going to give back to the community. Amen. And backpedaling, August, check out the puppets. Amen. Amen. Thank y'all so much for listening. May God bless and take care of each and every one of you is my prayer. On tomorrow, God's will, I will be back. We're going to have our needs and wants and the things that we want to speak unto God for. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining me with Talking with Love. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, God's will, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host. Oh, hold on right quick. Please be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. Gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn at AfricaLove, Facebook me at AfricaLove. I would love for you to be on this ministry. In addition to that, continue to pray for all of your family members. When you do, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. That's unity. And don't forget to pray for yourselves because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Pray for those you know and those you do not know. Please pray for that family and those families, actually, who was on the boat. And pray for their family. They've been on my heart. And just pray for them and their families and the children. And just pray for them. Keep them in your prayers. Thank you so much. In addition to that, once again, check out the Puppet Show. If you need a speaker, all that good stuff, emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you have a magazine and you need writers, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Be sure to get ready for our literacy camps and things of that nature. Continue to encourage your students to read a book at least once a week. And continue to be great. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Good night, everybody.